News Talk 1620 WTAW, a Friday visit with Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department. Unexpectedly, unfortunately, we lead off with motorist reminders. Today, an unusual, unfortunate Friday of crashes on and off the freeway. And once again, thank you to the drivers who are paying attention to what they're doing and to the rest of you. What's your response?
Well, this time of year, and I don't know that either of these accidents had anything to do with the influx of new residents in our town, but it is a good opportunity to remind everybody that we do have 8,000 new freshmen in town, plus the other students that are going to be at A&M for the first time this year. Just remember that we've got a lot of younger drivers that don't know their way around. They're excited. You know, it's the first time away from home for many of them. It's a really neat time in their lives. So let's be a little bit more patient with them. Let them, you know, realize that they've got to learn. And while they're learning, we have to be more vigilant. So no distractions. Pay attention. Drive a little bit more defensively than we normally would. And I don't mean offensively, I mean defensively, which means pay more attention to your surroundings, watch the other vehicles, try to anticipate unexpected lane changes, unexpected stops. Many of them aren't used to driving in a city our size or coming from very small towns. Some of them probably grew up in towns that had no red lights, and we have a lot. So exercise a little patience. We've got a lot of new Aggies in town, and we need to be a little bit more careful where we're out on the road until they learn their way.
And that not only goes for freeways, but there was even a crash at Southwest Parkway in Texas this morning, and it can also be on residential streets as well as the main thoroughfares.
Exactly. You know, if you're out and about this weekend, and I would even say for the next couple of weeks until they kind of have a chance to learn the major roadways, you know, watch out for them because they're trying to figure out where to turn and which way to go, and they may not necessarily be watching out for you.
Visiting with Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department as we're wrapping up a second week since the shooting on Fidelity Street, and this interview is being broadcast shortly before 6 o'clock, but a last-minute reminder for residents who live in that neighborhood that they're more than welcome to be a part of a meeting that's starting at 6 o'clock this evening.
The technical term for the meeting is part of a critical incident stress management system that we follow here at the police department is a crisis management briefing. It is for affected residents in that area. It's an opportunity to provide them with information about the event as it unfolded, answer their questions, give them information about stress, symptoms of stress and stress management, provide them with information about crime victim services available to them through the state of Texas and, you know, basically through our Crime Victims Advocate, but it's a state of Texas program, and also give them information regarding local mental health resources if someone feels like they need to talk to somebody about what happened. We realize that this is an event that, while it drastically affected law enforcement, it affected the whole community, and especially the residents of that area that had to live with that crime scene for the full week while we processed it and had to be reminded of it every day as they either couldn't get to their homes or as they tried to get things out of their homes. But we know that this affected the whole community. And if you have to pull a silver lining of something so tragic, I think that we can pull a silver lining that we just really need to thank and be thankful for the community that we lived in. It was amazing, the support that we received as law enforcement as a whole, the support that law enforcement family has been given in form of providing us with food. There was pretty much food at the department all last week. And it was very refreshing, very heartwarming to see the community come behind us and stand behind us like they did. It's nice to have that reminder that people do appreciate what we do. In addition, while we were working the incident, not only that day, but in the days that followed, we had state, we had local, we had federal law enforcement agencies working together, and you would never know by looking at that group and watching how they operated that they were from different agencies. We may have had different badges, we may have had different patches, but during this incident, we worked as one. And I think that that should be very reassuring to the community, that if something really bad happens, that their law enforcement comes together as one team. And for those of you not familiar with law enforcement as a whole, that doesn't happen. You know, that is very, very unique to our city. And it was seamless. The operation inside the command post was seamless. The operation at the media center was pretty seamless as far as who was answering questions. No concerns whenever one of the officers from Bryan or one of the officers from A&M answered a media question for me. I had no concerns that they were giving them, what information they were providing, because I knew that we were sending out a consistent message. But I walked away with it with a brand new and even stronger appreciation of the Bryan College Station area, and I don't think I'd want to live anywhere else.
I recall a conversation you and I had last year when firefighters are dealing with wildfires in the area, and you were among those that were helping debrief the emergency services people dealing with the wildfires, and it got me to thinking, who's helping you all out in trying to process what's gone on the last couple of weeks?
Normally, whenever something bad happens in College Station, Bryan Fire and Bryan Police, Sheriff's Office will help with our debriefings. Something bad happens in Bryan, we will help with theirs, because you try not to have your parent agency actually doing the debriefings. They may coordinate it, but they don't actually do the debriefings. Well, in this situation, it hit everybody very close to home. And we had a firefighter with Bryan Fire and a police officer with Bryan PD act as the liaison and the coordinators for the incident. And they made contact with our state coordinator, and he arranged for teams to come in from Midland, Lubbock, and Fort Worth, I believe. And we had teams come in from across the state, and they held debriefings not only for College Station, but for all of the agencies involved. We had debriefings for the wives, because when something like this happens, it affects our families too. It's not just something that affects the officers, but whenever we lose a police officer in the line of duty, it affects the wives, it affects the kids. So there were debriefings set up for them, as well as the officers involved. Separate one for command staff, separate one for first responders, and then a separate one for civilian employees of the departments. So they took care of us. What was also great is that Brazos County made sure that the teams had hotel rooms to stay in. City of Bryan provided lunch and breakfast for the team on one day. College Station provided lunch and breakfast for the team on the other day. So everybody pitched in, paid a little bit of the expenses, and we had these teams come from around the state to provide critical incident stress management debriefings for our responders and their families.
But as time goes on, there's going to be episodes that come up that that assistance is going to continue to be needed, and I'm sure that that was part of the parting message after these folks came into town and made their initial appearances.
Right. And at that point, we've got to watch out for each other. And and we're the best to recognize signs of stress in the people that we work with, because we know what their normal is. And that's when we watch out for each other. And if we see somebody having what we can identify as a stress reaction, because we've all been educated on what that is, then it's our responsibility to take care of that person and make sure that person gets help.
Again, a reminder of the 6 o'clock gathering. Again, that's at the Lincoln Recreation Center, right?
Lincoln Recreation Center, 6 o'clock, for the neighbors and residents in the immediate area around the Fidelity Street incident. Come, you'll be given a timeline, and you'll have the ability to ask questions. The chief is going to lead the group, and then there'll be professionals there to answer questions regarding the crime victims compensation, stress management, and all that.
And for the rest of us, I'm guessing that the information that's being presented this evening is a recap of what's already known then?
It is. It is. They're going to go over the timeline that came out last week and just, you know, it's more of a chance to give them to ask, giving them the chance to ask specific questions that might affect, you know, their neighborhood. Try to, restore some semblance of normalcy for them or a new normal and make them be able to live in their neighborhood without fear, without concerns.
Anything else to get covered heading into the weekend?
No, just want to thank the community again. It warms my heart to know that I live in a community that is as supportive as Bryan College Station is.
Again, Rhonda Seaton, the College Station Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.